This is homecoming year in Kentucky. Time when we should rededicate our hearts and lives to the ideal, the ideal, the ideal, the ideal, the ideal, the ideal. Long have been hallmarks of Kentucky's greatness. It is a pleasure for me, Governor of the Commonwealth, to urge all Kentuckians, those living at home and those beyond our borders, to participate in the many homecoming celebrations to be held this year. It is appropriate that the Dr. Thomas Walker celebration should be the first of the series. Dr. Walker and his five brave companions were the first white men to set foot within the Commonwealth. The log house which they built at Barberville stands in replica on the spot of the original. Former Governor Sampson and other energetic members of his committee do the thanks of the entire Commonwealth for the fine work done to assure success for this occasion. They have left no stone unturned in the preparation for observing the 200th anniversary, white men's earliest exploration of Kentucky. Dr. Walker himself, a noted Virginian, his five companions, Ambrose Powell, William Tomlinson, Colby Chew, Henry Lawless, and John Hughes, were sturdy, adventurous men. They opened to Western civilization a vast empire where was found an abundance of hardwood timber, numerous beautiful and navigable streams, wild game in plenty, and scattered Indian settlements. The diary of Dr. Walker tells us he saw coal on his route of travel into the land of bounty that was sufficient to meet the needs for centuries to come. The natural resources of our state, our coal, oil and gas, our farms and timberlands constitute a heritage to be passed undiminished to the future. We have no right to lessen the fertility of the soil and deprive our successors of its benefits. Nor have we any moral right to handle our mineral resources so as to lessen their value to future generations. The aspirations of one section of Kentucky are no different from those of any other part of our fair Commonwealth. There is only one Kentucky. All our citizens are mutually linked together. Whether we live in the mountains, the bluegrass, the purchase, or elsewhere, to promote and advance the common interests of all. Let us honor that heritage. The men we commemorate on this occasion left the world better than they found it. We trust that Kentuckians from far and near will attend the Thomas Walker celebration. It deserves your support. I commend it to you. United in our efforts, one end of the Commonwealth to the other, we can add to the richness of their contribution.